Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9.3 to go here, and the last drop likely. It is won by Carolina with Goss to spare. It goes up in the air. It will fall at center. And Freddie Anderson has shut down the Capitals here on the long side. Game 3 victory. Final score, Carolina 4 and Washington nothing.
John Walton has heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, with you. We will be here live at Caddy's in Bethesda taking you up to Puck Drop on 106.7 The Fan tonight. Our live show until 6:30 here at Caddy's, and then we're watching the game out here in Bethesda, Caddy's on Cordell. 7 o'clock start in Raleigh tonight. It's a 2-1 series in favor of the Canes. You want to win this thing, probably got to get tonight. Get even 2 games apiece and then come on home for game 5 and try to get ahead for the first time in this series. But this is a lot like game 3 now, right? Or excuse me, game 2. Yep. You're down 1-0. You got to get even. And you were coming off of probably a worse performance, I would say. Not even probably for me. I know it was more lopsided on the scoreboard. But game 1 was much worse for me than game 3 was, and there was a lot of doubt about the matchup and how are you going to play this team, and they came out and they answered the bell in game 2. That was, of course, at home.
Yes.
With 20,000 people behind you. Now you got to replicate that and get up off the mat again, so to speak, in game 4, down 2-1, but you're doing it in Carolina. So this is the tallest order of the season. This is the biggest challenge for the Capitals all year long. Before we look ahead to tonight, let's just look back, because it was Saturday. We haven't been on the air. First things first, from the game on Saturday. Now, my synopsis was, and I want to see how much you agree, I thought the Caps in the first period did everything they needed to do. They came out on the road, and they played a simple, effective game. They actually dominated possession. They did some of the things the Canes had done
yes.
in D.C. They lived in Carolina's end. Mm-hmm. They got all the best scoring chances. High danger chances in that first period were 5-1. After those 20 minutes, despite being nervous all day long, because it's the playoffs and that's what I am.
Yeah.
I thought, well, damn, they got some things going. Carbs has a plan. It's working. The Canes look worse right now than they have at any point in the series. The problem was, and you kind of alluded to this in our first segment, they didn't score any goals.
They didn't score.
And so what should have been at least 2, probably 3 goals. You could convince me of a 4th, but unlikely. Probably should have been a 2 or 3 goal first period. They had nothing to show for it. Frederik Andersen was the best he had been all series in that first period. They come out in the second. And for the first 7, 8, 9 minutes, maybe more like 7, 8 minutes of the second period, it was kind of more of the same. They still tilted the ice. They had the offensive zone time. They had the shots. They had the first couple opportunities of the period. And still, you're looking up at the board with Zippy, and then something changed. I don't know what that something was, but for the last 30, 32 minutes, whatever it was, of that game, tale of two halves almost.
Yeah.
It was game one-ish. I mean, the Hurricanes kind of did what they wanted. The Caps would still get some rushes, some chances, and not pot them. And they were down 2-0 going into the third. I thought with a power play to start the third, you get a goal. We got a hockey game. They didn't. Carolina soon scored thereafter, and the rest is history. So I didn't think it was nearly as bad as like the narrative online. You look at a 4-0 score. But the fact is, you had your chances. You didn't get them. You lit them off the hook. and then Carolina buried you.
I think that's the synopsis. That's what happened. Not converting when you've got the upper hand. Not converting when you've got that. And listen, that penalty kill is outstanding in Carolina. But what are we talking about? What time of year are we in? You're probably going to play another team if you get by this one with a good penalty kill or a hot goalie or whatever. When you don't take advantage of the time it's going good, it's going to go bad. And when it went bad for them, it got worse. It was leaky. It was that domination, that thing that I've been dreading here leading up to this entire series. And when you're getting the run of play, you're going, okay, maybe that's not going to stick. Had they gotten a goal or two, I think it would have just sort of changed the entire dynamic of that game. It didn't. Carolina, it just seemed like they knew it was a matter of time before they could impose their will. They did that, got the two in the second period, and then it was game chase time. So, yeah, I think it's a perfect synopsis.
By the way, we didn't pick goal scorers. We forgot to do our draft. So we every single show before the Caps game, mm-hmm. we go through the player to score a goal draft. And it was a Friday show. The game was the next day. We said we'll do it offline. And then we didn't do it before everyone was busy and living their lives. And the game started, and we're going, oh, no, we didn't do our cap to score a goal draft. So that was bad.
Turned out okay, I guess.
Nobody scored a goal. So the fact that we didn't do the draft, it didn't come back to haunt us like it should have.
Yeah, nothing hurt there.
What with nobody scoring a goal? Danny, let me ask you this. Who gets your Caps Elite Player of the Game? It's presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. For a lopsided game three on the scoreboard,
oof.
Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service, complete and powerful solutions, ElitePowerAndEnergyCorp.com. We do one of these for every game, so I know they lost, but got to find somebody. Who'd you like?
I thought Pierre-Luc Dubois was active, had himself a couple penalty minutes, but was a neutral player in a game where the team gave up four goals, did not have a minus on the night, had a couple of shots on net as well. So I thought he was fine in a sea of not so good.
For me, this has easily been kind of, you just go to Logan Thompson, who's kept them in these games and been fantastic, and that's where you start. You can't do that for this game.
Not this one.
Thompson, for the first time in the playoffs, was not nearly as sharp and allowed, in my opinion, two goals that he absolutely shouldn't have. He did not have his traditional awesome performance. I'm between two guys, Tom Wilson or Matt Roy. Matt Roy's been great almost every single time out in these playoffs as their steadiest stay-at-home defenseman. 22 minutes TOI, 7 hits, 2 blocks. I thought he was really good, but I'll go Wilson. You know, Tom Wilson had 11 hits in the game. You want to talk about hitting everything that moved? 11 hits, 2 shots on goal. I loved Tom Wilson's performance. He's been their best player in this series. So I'll give him my elite player of the game for the Capitals. Going back to a big loss in game 3, our elite player of the game presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. So what adjustments tonight? What needs to look different for you?
That's a good one. Power play, I think it's got to look less predictable. It's got to look like that little bit of time when Ovi was out for that broken leg. Remember, he broke his leg this year. It's still damn near scored 50 goals because, again, the guy's incredible. But the time he was out, the power play kind of morphed into something else. I need more tweaking. I need more puck moving. You got to get these guys and punish them for aggressiveness. Because, again, Carolina's penalty kill is excellent, but they're not superhuman. There's got to be a little bit more, make the move, get them out of spots. Maybe it's a couple of times you throw a puck at the net, hope for a bit of a deflection, scrum in front, et cetera, just to get them off balance, make yourself less predictable. That's the first thing. You're going to have to take advantage of an opportunity, especially in a road game. I mean, to me, it sounds easier said, but whatever you were doing in that first period to get it out of your own end quickly and get that puck deep, major in that, right? You keep making their defensemen go play fetch, knock them into next week, maybe get yourself a turnover or two. And when you've got chances, you got to pot them. I mean, that's make that adjustment real quick. Try to score more goals. I'll get right on that, Dad. But that, to me, what has to happen, that you got to take advantage of when you're better. Because there's going to be a time tonight where you're the better team.
Barry Svrluga wrote a column over the weekend about Alex Ovechkin being pointless in this series and not having a goal to this point in now 3 games. And while I think it's always really, really easy to just look at goals and assists and points to tell you if someone's having a good series or not, I understand the logic with Ovi, who is not only your team captain and not only the highest paid player on the team. So the expectations are just greater. And, the crown means it's a little bit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heavier on you. But in his case, his game is that second where he changes everything with a blast on the power play. Or the goal when everything's kind of caving in around you, where now everything's okay because it's a 1-1 game or a 2-2 game. And he hasn't been able to do that. Now, he had a team-high 4 shots. I thought in the first period, he was parked in front of the net on the shift where he got like 2 opportunities in a row. And the puck was bouncing on him. It was kind of unlucky. But you got to score one of those, and he didn't. It's just been one of those series where I didn't think this was a great matchup for him because I saw someone describe it online as a skating series, not like a goal-scoring series.
Interesting.
And I think that that's actually a pretty good point. Like, if you notice, that whole line has been pretty quiet.
Yep.
Where's Dylan Strome? Dylan Strome had 9 points in 5 games against Montreal. He was one of the leaders in the NHL in points in the first round. He's got 1 point in 3 games, and haven't really noticed him. And unlike Ovi, he's not a shooter. Like, he's not leading the team with 4 shots. He's passing and at times maybe overpassing in the offensive zone. So I would say I need more out of Strome. I definitely need more out of Ovechkin. You know, everybody thinks if you don't call him out, you're a homer or something. My point with him is just there are ways he can affect the game without scoring a goal. And I think when you see him having shifts where he's hitting people, rattling the boards, when you see him on a power play getting so much attention that John Carlson's wide open on the backside and shoots into an empty net for a goal. Like, that's the Ovi effect. So I don't think it's been like he's a zero. I think there are 8 or 9 guys I could name that have had worse series. But if it's as simple as saying, listen, man, he makes all the money. He was the best goal scorer in the league per game, per shift, per minute this year, and he hasn't scored. I can't argue that. You need him to score goals to give you the feeling that he is delivering the goods. And if he's not doing that, then it's probably not enough.
Yeah, so, I think the way you'd phrase it is they've got 3 goals, really, through 3 games, non-empty net division. Goal scoring's at a premium. Your best goal scorer's got to score a goal. Like, I understand it's not always fair, but it's kind of like, hey, what's your job on the team? Home run hitter. Do you have any home runs? No. At a certain point, you got to do that.
Right.
Like, that's what you're getting paid
Why
to do.
Why do I pay you $9 million?
Yeah.
I pay you to score goals. And this year, you scored him at a rate nobody else did.
And it was awesome.
And in your career, you're the greatest that's ever done it.
Yep.
I think for Luga's take, which I found really interesting, was he looked at how many times this year in the regular season, Ovi went 3 games. And this is obviously when he was healthy and not injured.
Sure.
But where he had done what he's done here in this series now, right? Through 3 games, 0 goals, 0 assists. The number of times he went 3 straight games with no points in the regular season, 1. And so that's a pretty obvious takeaway. Like, this is not what he does. You've got to be more impactful. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an assist, I don't care if it's primary or secondary. Like, one time all year, he had a 3-game stretch like this. You got to give me more.
Yep. If you're going to keep playing. I mean, I think that's kind of the choice. If this was a series kind of like Montreal was, where he had his big game early, then Strome was taken over, then Wilson had a big game.
And think about
Mangiapane,
the difference, by the
potted
way.
One. Right, when it's like
game 1, he scored 2 goals with the overtime game winner.
Yeah, when we're Oprah Winfrey-ing this thing, where you get a point and you get a goal, no one's sitting there going, we really need more from Ovechkin. When you've got 3 goals in 3 games, not empty net, now you're going, okay, where are my premium guys? Where are my offensive superstars? Where's the greatest goal scorer ever to live? Is it fair? Probably not exactly, but it's also the reality is – it's not unlimited time. It's not, well, you got another month to figure it out, or you got 3 weeks. This is a matter of right now or vacation time.
I do love the hatred for Tom Wilson in Raleigh. I had a buddy that went to the game that was texting me about all of the anti-Wilson signage and everything in the crowd. And before they walked in, you know, wearing their Wilson sweater, all the crap they were taking. Barry posted a picture. There's some really old theater, like maybe Arlington Draft House-y kind of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's the Rialto Theater there. And the you're a comedian. You would know. What's the sign on the front of a theater called?
The Marquee.
The Marquee.
The Jason Marquee.
The Jason Marquee says, all are welcome except Tom Wilson.
That's great.
J.P. Finley was saying he sat down at dinner and the waiter was complaining about Willie last night. It's my favorite thing in the world. When you're in enemy territory and
in
Tom Wilson just rent-free already. But he's played well. He just needs more guys to help him out. I can count on him having a good game tonight. But others like Strome, like Ovi, they got to get on the stat sheet at some point this evening. Game of the year for the Capitals, down 2-1, trying to get even in a best of seven. We'll be covering it throughout the show today on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.